This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and it's a beautiful day today, as Mr. Rogers would say in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day today in here in Alabama. The sun's out. It's not too hot yet, but it's getting there. But it's a beautiful day today in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm so excited to be able to come to you guys today and maybe sort of dine with you, sit up at the table and drink some coffee, and let's just talk for a while. And I wanted to sort of share something real quick, if I could, before I get into today's sort of mini teaching, and that is this. We just, as a nation in America, we've just hit a low point. You know, as we know, the world itself has come out of this COVID-19 mentality. We're still trying to come out of that the best we can. And then we get into a situation where we see racism at its very core. Total evil racism from a couple of police people who actually held this amazing man down named George Floyd, who did a very, very, very small crime, and yet they treated him as if he was an animal. They treated him as if he was a first-degree murderer. And to me, it's very wrong. And I want to say this just to sort of to start off this message today. And if you're white, I want you to hear me just for a moment, okay? White people, it's time you start coming off your high horse. It's time you get your head buried out of the sand and realize that the majority of you, including myself, have been racist in the past, have said stuff. Now, I can sit here like the rest of you and say, hey, you know what? I'm actually an advocate for these type of things in the sense of pulling down racism. I have a Hispanic background. I have a Portuguese background. I have Judaism, blood flowing in me as well. And that means because my last name's Lopez, so I know what I'm talking about. I see this happen a lot. And those of you who are white, let me just throw this in there really quick, especially to white males right now, and white women being right underneath the white male situation, statistically speaking, in America. You have white privilege. You can't deny that. And it's time that you begin to get your head buried out of the sand and face reality that these people from different ethnic backgrounds, different cultures, and different lifestyles even, are being treated evilly. And it's time we start beginning to arise and put our judgmentalism behind us, recognize, look ourselves dead in the face, and start facing this disgusting thing called white supremacy. Start facing the fact that just because you don't get targeted as racist, or just because you don't get targeted as maybe second class, doesn't mean it doesn't exist, because it does. I've seen it. I've witnessed it myself. I've experienced it myself. I've seen it happen in our culture. And so I want to tell you right now, white people, it's time to get your head out of the sand, and it's time for you to start realizing that there's an issue here in this nation that must be addressed. And this man right here did not deserve to be treated the way he did. He literally asphyxiated. He suffocated to death on the hands of some cops who are very evil, as they're very core racist people. If that had been a white man, that would have never happened. And to think at any point and level of life, to put your knee on someone's neck is actually, once again, treating them as if they're not even a human being. And so I want to say today to the white people, okay, because I'm white, so I have the right to say this, as they say. You know, I have friends of mine who actually are black, and they say, hey, we can get away with saying this, but you can't get away with saying this. And so I want to say the same thing to you white people, because I'm a white person as well, so I can say this to you, okay? You're racist. Stop your junk today. Stop your racism today. If you claim to be Christian, start acting like a Christian. And that means this. Quit judging people. Quit judging people of different lifestyles, different colors, different ethnic backgrounds. Get off your high horse, because you don't recognize it exists, but it does exist. Racism is real. And it's time for all of us to band together and start restoring the name of Christianity, because right now it's got a very bad name throughout the world. It's nothing more to me than another dead religion, if you want the truth about it. Because I see Christ being smothered and covered by our religious tones, our judgmentalism, our hatred, our racism, and it's time we begin to set him free to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over his church. And I want to say today to all people of a different ethnic background, I don't care if you're African American, I don't care if you're Latino, you're Hispanic, whatever. I want to say this to each one of you today. I am extremely sorry for the way that my people have treated you. I'm extremely sorry the way you've been tortured, you've been tormented, you have been ridiculed, you've lost jobs because maybe another white person happened to get the job and you didn't because of your color. I want to say today on behalf of my own race that I am sorry and embarrassed for the fact that my people feel as if they're better than anyone else and that they deserve more because they don't. And so from one white person to an African American community, I want to say I am sorry for the way you've been treated, because it's disgusting. It's totally disgusting and it's not right. And I want to say, in my book, I want you to know that I'm proud of who you are. I'm proud of your color. I'm proud of what you bring forth in the earth. We can't live without you, so don't ever stop. So I want to say to those who protest right now, keep on protesting. Keep on standing up. Keep on yelling. Keep on screaming until something is done throughout the nations of the earth. But I would say to those who are rioting, destroying property and stealing, that is wrong. It is anti-wrong. It's anti-God. It's not right. I honestly understand that some of you are it's a very sensitive subject right now, but you have to understand, if you're going to get God behind you and you want God on your side, then you're going to have to quit destroying buildings. You're going to have to quit setting fire to other people's properties, and you're going to have to stop stealing. I'm going to make a comment right now that might not sound too good, but here's what I'm going to say to you. You're not a true man or woman if you're going to burn someone else's stuff and you can't burn your own stuff. You're not a true man or woman in my book if you're going to destroy someone else's property, but you can't even destroy your own. So my question to those who are destroying property, destroy your own. Be an adult and destroy your own property, but don't go destroying other people's property. It's not right, and God is not behind you. But on a sensitive subject like this, because right now we're dealing with racism, I'm going to say this today. It's time that racism stops. And whatever I have to do to help put my name in the basket of those who are protesting, I will do it, because enough's enough. But if you want God on your side, protest the right way and watch God begin to stand for you. This is how you do stuff here in America, is you do it with integrity, you do it with excellence, and you allow God to be behind you and you allow God to go before you. If not, don't expect change. But this season, we will have change, because the sovereignty of God is going to be upon us. The hand of God is going to be upon us, moving out to begin to cause this thing to come to an end. Because I am not tolerating racism anymore with myself. I've never tolerated it with my family. I've never tolerated it in my office or anywhere else of my friends. If your friend is racist, I drop you quickly. I don't have time for that in my life. So I want to say today, we're going to get the job done, folks. We're going to pray. We're going to begin to protest. We're going to do what's right until this evil thing called racism is totally, utterly destroyed against the black community, Hispanic community, against the Asian community, against every community and every race on planet Earth. So I wanted to say that today, because I believe many of you need to hear that today. And in fact, what I might do is just allow that to be our teaching today. Even though it's not a teaching, it's my opinion, it's my point of view, it's my soapbox moment. Because I think no matter where we begin to go or hear, if people are watching TV, or if they're hearing podcasts, if they're reading books, if they're walking outside, I think every person right now in this nation needs to be slapped in the face with this type of teaching or this type of opinion of racism, in the sense of helping us destroy it. So I know you might say to yourself, oh my God, I'm hearing it everywhere I turn, Jeremy. Well, I want you to hear it from me as well, because it's time that we start confronting and dealing with this thing called racism. It's an evil thing, and it's got to come down today. And I want to say to all you listeners right now, there's thousands of you right now, go right now, do what's right. Do what's right. Speak your mind. Speak your heart. Speak from the mouth of God and help bring this down. But whatever you do, be loud if you have to. Be bold. The Bible says to be bold. Be strong. If the Lord thy God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? So I'm going to say, be loud, be strong, have your signs, protest. But whatever you do, don't destroy someone else's property. Because that is wrong. And thievery is wrong on the side of God. And I'm sorry, God cannot back you up, and God cannot help push a revolution that right now desperately needs to be pushed. So I want to encourage every one of you, go right now and contact people to say, hey, can we help protest against this? Can we help maybe this family or that family who went maybe once was treated bad? Your neighbors next door that maybe are African American that you might think, well, no, nothing's ever bad happened to them. Go ask them. Why don't you go ask them and say, hey, is there something I can do to help heal the wound of your people that my people have done? Because the truth is, there's really not a my people, your people mentality. It's an us people. Here on planet Earth, we make one. We're one family here on planet Earth, and we take care of each other. And some people might say, well, if I'm a Christian, I'm not kin to this person. Let me tell you something. If you want to bring separatism, even from a Christianity point of view, go right ahead. Just mosey out on your way and out of my life. Because as a human race, I stand with a people. I stand with a people called humanity. And these people that are my family here on earth, no matter what lifestyle they live, no matter who they are, what culture they're from, if they're from Africa, if they're from Asia, if they're from, you know, the Philippines, or even if they're down here from Mexico, I don't care. I'll be the first one to say this. And many of you are probably right now going to be tuning me out when I say this to you, okay? Because I don't want to get political on any issue. But I'm going to say this right now, okay? I don't believe in an evil, disgusting wall. I do not believe in separatism. I do not believe in separating anyone from anyone. Everyone deserves to come to America. Everyone deserves the right to work. Everyone deserves the right to live. Everyone. And because of that, I would say this. Everyone that I know of is welcome in my home. Everyone that I know is welcome in my life. Because if you stand for humanity, if you stand for people, then you know what? You can be a part of my family. Because I don't agree, period. I don't agree at all with racism. I don't agree with putting your knee on someone's neck to suffocate them. I don't agree with a wall of separatism. I do not agree with anything to that measure. What I agree with is the sovereignty of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the God of the New Testament. And when people try to bring Old Testament scriptures to me, I say, you know what? Talk to the hand. I don't have time to listen. Because if you can't usher to me on this side of the cross, don't talk to me at all. Amen. And I'm not being ugly, folks. I'm just saying, if you can't bring up a scripture to me that's on this side of the cross, or the resurrection side of the cross, don't talk to me at all when it deals with that kind of stuff. Because you can pull up any scriptures if you want to in the Old Testament to back your point up. But praise God, I don't live by the Old Testament. I live by the New Testament. So if you don't talk to me through the one who died for me. And then we'll have a sit down and have a conversation. Until then, talk to the hand. All right. I love every one of you. I encourage every one of you today to stand, love people, to stand, take a stand and love people. And whether you feel like, hey, well, they don't belong here. Well, you know what? Neither do you. None of us belong anywhere. We have been given the grace of God to live on this planet. We've been given the grace of God to be accepted into the beloved. And everyone deserves that same type of respect and love. Once again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to my rant and rave today and my opinions. I love every one of you. I really do. It's just this is a season where we have to touch stuff very delicately and very sensitive because people right now are very sensitive to issues. And sometimes you can mess up on just one word and that can trigger things within people. And I understand the pain. And that's why I want to help bring a Band-Aid to humanity, Band-Aid to people. Because if I believe in what I believe in when it deals with Christ, then isn't it right for me to live out the love that he lived, the life he lived, to go the extra mile, to visit those in prison, to give the shirt off my back? Because if I've done it to the least of these, I've done it unto him. And the least of these are not my quote-unquote race of people being white. The least of these involve every single person. The least of these involves the legal and the illegal. It involves the black and the white and the Asian. It involves every person on this planet. If I've done it to the least of these, Jesus said, I've done it unto him. So I wanted today to leave you with that verse. Let that verse challenge you. Let that verse awaken you. Let that verse begin to permeate the fibers of your being and challenge yourself to see where you have been racist. And I'm going to say this just to sort of close. Because subconsciously, many of us don't realize that how racist we have been or that maybe presently we are. But it's time we start looking and examining why I say what I say. If you're the person who walks in a different direction when you see some black guys walking down the street, you're racist. It doesn't mean, and once again, hear me out, folks. It doesn't mean you're an evil person. It just means deal with that issue. Question yourself, why would I do that? Would I do that if it was a bunch of white guys walking by? Would I do that if I was in a bad neighborhood and just lock my car doors because why? Because it's more predominantly black? Or would you do it if it was all white, just maybe a ran-down neighborhood? Think about that, folks. Think about the things you do on a day-to-day basis that you just feel maybe or subconsciously you just do, but really you shouldn't be doing them because a lot of things we do actually, folks, are just racist. And it doesn't mean white people are racist against blacks and blacks are not racist. Some blacks are just as racist as we are. I'm sorry, black people, but you're just as racist as the white people are. So we're all guilty. Humanity is guilty. But it all can stop when we come together and talk, and we come together to face ourselves in the mirror to see what I've done. If you're a lady who carries her purse and you hold it closer to you because you're around maybe Hispanic people, you're racist. I'm sorry. It's a racist thing you've done. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean you're bad. It just means you've got to confront what has been in your subconscious for so long that you carry out. And why do you do this kind of stuff? So these are things I would say challenges of. You know, I look at myself and I say I've been an advocate for years for people, for humanity. I believe in being an advocate completely. I'm totally against racism. But I also will say I've watched traits in my life 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, where I would say, why would I do something like that? Even though it might look small and sort of innocent, I look at myself to say, why would I do that? And never understood or realized the fact that it's just a separatism mentality. That's why I did that. Or maybe I look at a group of people and that's why I did that. So it's time, folks, to really take a good hard look in the mirror. Face yourself. Let the love of Jesus just permeate your life to say, you know what, God, if there's any fault in me of maybe white supremacy, if there's anything in me that I don't recognize because I do have maybe white privileges, show me, God. Show me what I've done against maybe someone that I was a neighbor to say, yep, their yard's junky. They must be this or they must be that. People do it all the time. All the time. But it's time we stop, folks. It's killing us as a human race. And so show love, share love, give love, but be love. Because everybody deserves to see the Christ within you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I love every one of you. I really do. Every last one of you. That's why sometimes I get on my soapbox, get a little rough at it around the edges. I know I do. But I just cannot tolerate separatism. I cannot tolerate hatred. I have to be able to come to a place where I say, you know, Lord, what I favor more is what you say about people. Not what my country says about people. Not what my law says about people. I care about more what you say about people, Father. That's my biggest thing. So walk away with that today, folks. Love every one of you. Have a blessed day. Don't forget, go and create the day of what you want. Remember what Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the earth. I'm so with that. Be the change today you want to be in the earth. And we'll see the change happen throughout the course of humanity when we be the change we're looking for. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.